A growing concern over effects of climate change and an organization's desire to have more people included in conversations about climate change serves as inspiration for a series of four events in Arkansas later this month. People will gather in Fort Smith, Fayetteville, Jonesboro, and Little Rock on Saturday the 27th, simultaneously, for the Arkansas Citizens Climate League's Arkansas Climate Accord. Shelley Bonaiuto is helping organize the Fayetteville version of the event this year. She says the sessions serve as both informational exchanges and fundraisers. The first year events helped raise money for a study to examine how a proposed carbon dividend act might affect Arkansas. Money raised this year helps members of the Arkansas Citizens Climate League go to Washington, D.C. to meet with members of the state's congressional delegation. Shelley says that makes a difference.
I think the first year I paid for myself and I went. The next year, two of us went. The next year, four of us went. The next year, 11 of us went. After that, 18, 19 of us went. And this is because of our generous sponsors are paying for these people. We pay for everything. We rent an Airbnb in D.C., and we all stay in this big house and practice lobbying. And the next day, we fan out and lobby all of our members of Congress.
How do you practice lobbying?
We sit around and take roles. When you are practicing for lobbying, each person takes a role, and one person is the note taker, one person is the leader, one person is the timekeeper. Then you decide who's going to talk about what. And then one of us who have been in the group for a longer time, we take the role of the congressperson. And we act like an Arkansas congressperson and ask the questions that they ask us. And then we practice our answers.
With climate change, you could talk about a myriad of topics.
We do. Actually, we talk about impacts on Arkansas. We found with our members of Congress that they care a great deal about agriculture. And so we talked about impacts of climate change on agriculture. We found rice farmers in Arkansas who are doing a lot to reduce methane in their rice fields. And we talked to our congresspeople about that. They care about that. They care about rural agriculture. They care about rural economies. So we find things that they are able to express their concern about.
You mentioned the first fundraiser was for a report and it helped with lobbying. That's because you had facts, you had figures, and not just emotion.
Exactly. And we were able to prove that our congresspeople are very concerned about the economy, of course. We share that concern. And so CCL National wanted to know the effect of a carbon fee and dividend on the economy. When they did the national REMI report, it showed that 2.8 million jobs would be created, that $1.375 trillion would be added to the economy. 300,000 lives would be saved, and after 20 years, carbon emissions would be reduced 50%. Well, these were good results. We said, well, what would happen in Arkansas? Well, actually, the results were good for Arkansas, too. So we were able to take that to our congresspeople and our congressmen and say, we share your concern about the economy in Arkansas, and this independent modeling firm, this is what they're showing us, that, a carbon fee and dividend is good for Arkansas as well as for the rest of the nation.
You able to meet with the actual senator or congressman
often,
or staff?
Well, yes. Senator Bozeman always meets with us personally. We have a good relationship with him. He's a very personable man, and we enjoy meeting with him. Senator Cotton always meets with us personally. Representative Womack has occasionally met with us. So far, we've not been able to meet with Congressman Westerman or Congressman Crawford, but we always meet with one of their staff. And we have met with French Hill, with Congressman French Hill.
Help me push aside cynicism that this, do you think this is making a difference? When you go and you talk to representatives, you or if you were from Montana or Idaho or New Jersey, wherever, do you think this can make a difference?
I know it has made a difference. I know it has. One of the signs that it has made a difference is that there is a, what's it called? The Bipartisan Climate Solutions Caucus was created about 3 or 4 years ago with Ted Deutsch, Representative Ted Deutsch and Representative Carlos Curbelo in Florida. And they grew exponentially. They grew up to 90 members. We lost some of those members in the last election, but it's half Democrats, half Republicans, and they discuss climate change issues. This did not happen before. Before Citizens United, in general in Congress, there was more bipartisan work, and there was more concern about climate. Citizens United really put a dent in what was happening in Congress in terms of working on climate change. But I know that Citizens Climate Lobby has made a huge difference. In fact, we have several Republicans on our board. Let me emphasize, we are a totally bipartisan group.
Every report that has come out in the last year about climate change has used the word accelerating, that time is limited to act and do meaningful action.
Yes.
Are those conversations that you have inside your group?
Of course. Of course. I mean, we're very, very concerned about feedback loops. We're very concerned about the albedo effect in the Arctic, because as more and more ice melts, the water absorbs more heat than the ice did because the ice reflected it back. And then that increases the heat in the Arctic. And the Arctic, while it might be rising 4% here in the Arctic, it could be rising 20 degrees, or rising 4 degrees here. It could rise 20 degrees in the Arctic. And they have been even at times, I believe, 50 to 60 degrees above normal, and they are seeing much worse effects. Scientists are recognizing much that climate change is, the melt is happening so much faster than was ever even modeled.
Shelley Bonaiuto is helping put together the Fayetteville part of this month's Arkansas Climate Accord at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, April 27th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Simultaneous events will also take place in Fort Smith, at Marble Hall and Garrison, and in Little Rock and Jonesboro.